Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. On the 7th of November 2007, Facebook announced Pages, providing the ability for brands and publishers to have a presence on their widely used platform. Initially, if you posted something on your company page, chances were that many of your followers would see it. But as Facebook became more popular, they knew that people wouldn't use the platform if it were overrun by brands shouting about their products and services. So Facebook set about changing their algorithm to ensure that people receive more content that was relevant to them personally and less of what wasn't. Quite simply, Facebook's algorithm is a system of ranking, which determines what a person likes to see in their newsfeed and the kind of content they're likely to want more of. As Facebook made changes to its algorithm, it became much harder for brands and publishers to reach the people who liked their page. You might have noticed this yourself in recent years, that your posts on Facebook are reaching far fewer people. This is due to Facebook's algorithm changes. In an official statement by Facebook on the 29th of June, 2016, they said, and I quote, "Facebook was built on the idea of connecting people with their friends and family. Our top priority is keeping you connected to the people, places, and things you want to be connected to, starting with the people you are friends with on Facebook." Let me paraphrase what Facebook is saying. Facebook was built for people, not businesses. And with the latest changes to its algorithm, some experts and those close to Facebook headquarters are predicting that organic reach for pages will reach 0%. If this is true, what that means for your company page is that if you're not paying to promote your content on Facebook, your content will be seen by, you guessed it, no one. In the same official statement by Facebook just a week prior to recording this episode of the podcast, Facebook said this: "We've heard from our community that people are still worried about missing important updates from the friends they care about. For people with many connections, this is particularly important, as there are a lot of stories for them to see each day. So we are updating our newsfeed over the coming weeks so that the things posted by friends you care about are higher up in the newsfeed." Facebook continues by saying that "we anticipate that this update may cause reach and referral traffic to decline for some pages." Now, although Facebook are saying they expect to see a decline for some pages, most Facebook marketing experts believe that it will affect every page. Facebook does offer a small glimmer of hope for some company pages in their latest statement by saying this: "If a lot of your referral traffic is the result of people sharing your content and their friends liking and commenting on it, there will be less of an impact." What that means is that if your posts on Facebook are being shared by your followers and their friends are then engaging with your content, there will be less of an impact for you. But make no mistake, getting people to share your content and then having other people engage with it is extremely hard for most brands to achieve. And unless you have a viral piece of content, it's about to become almost impossible for you to reach your followers organically on Facebook when these latest algorithm changes take effect. I truly believe that the time has now come for those of you who don't have money to spend on Facebook to consider other platforms. The days of being able to use Facebook in a way to get free exposure are done. In the coming weeks and months, as these latest algorithm changes come into play, you will see your organic reach decline. This is coming, and it's coming fast. Of course, you should be upset that Facebook are doing this. Of course, you should be scared, especially if you have spent a lot of time and effort in building a following organically. But at the end of the day, Facebook is a business just like yours, and they can change the rules whenever they like. And if you're not prepared to pay Facebook for the privilege to reach your followers or potential followers, it's time to consider whether Facebook is worth your time from a business perspective. Remember, Facebook was built for people, not businesses. You don't own your Facebook audience. you are renting access to it. And starting now, the rent is due every day. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.